This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A bill in the California legislature seeks a formal apology to Native Americans for the state's role in atrocities committed against Native people during the formation of the state, including forced removal from their lands, bounties for their heads, and other violence. Native American Assembly member James Ramos introduced the bill seeking the apology from the legislature and courts. The bill also requires a plaque to be displayed in the state capitol to memorialize the apology. Ramos notes Governor Gavin Newsom issued a formal apology in 2019, but the legislature and courts have yet to apologize, which he says is a stain on California's history. He says California's first people deserve an apology for the harm they endured and the generational trauma that continues today. The bill is supported by tribes and Native organizations in the state. You can count on it like the steady beat of a Native drum. Once a week, Yupik dancers fill the lobby at the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage to lift the spirits of patients. And as KMBA's Rhonda McBride tells us, the kids are the ones to watch.
These days, we mostly see Alaska Native dance groups on a stage. But in the hospital lobby, the dancing is not meant to be a performance. Instead, a shared experience. The rhythms are almost hypnotic. Yet the dancers are fully present. Everyone is seated within a circle of sound and motion that spirals out from a small group of drummers.
In Yupik, we say you rock, not dance.
Kyle Watson is 12 years old, a sixth grader. He's here every Wednesday. His movements are sharp and precise, as if every fiber of his being snaps to the beat of the drum.
It just makes me happy.
Once Kyle is here, he says, any anger or sadness fades away. The Yuchak demands his full attention.
I keep on learning more about Yupik words, and I keep on learning more about dance motions, too.
And then, it's as if he's channeling something from another time and place. The excitement that comes out of Kyle's throat comes from way down deep. A throwback to a technique his ancestors used to excite the dancers and encourage them to pick up their pace. Kyle's grandfather, Percy Alexi, usually stands in the back of the room to watch.
I'm proud of him. He makes it fun. And I'm proud to say he taught himself. He taught himself.
Kids in their most pure form can do anything, and they could never do wrong.
Asi Gayakayak says this dance gathering is going on its 16th year, and by far, the best part is watching kids like Kai. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
And this is my final sign-off for National Native News. After more than 20 years at Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, I'd like to thank all the tribal and public radio stations, stringers, and especially to the listeners. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Gathering of Nations Powwow. The Last Dance is this April 24th and 25th at Expo New Mexico. Main Street will be Native Route 66 with classic cars, motorcycles, roving dance performances, and more. Tickets at gatheringofnations.com and at the gates.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for over 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.